Was Daf Tzadi Gimel. So we were talking about this concept of the Gemara talks about a mechitza that creates an issa, which is counterintuitive. Usually mechitza creates a heter. We saw some examples where mechitza creates an issa. So Gemara had last said, is it really true you never find the mechitza le'issa? If you take a look at the last two lines of Tzadi Beis and Beis, Gemara said, Amalei Rava la'abai velo matzinu mechitza le'issa. Do we never find the case where mechitza generates an issa? Don't we have a statement that if sikeich al gabe achsadra, you have a tzchach on top of achsadra, which we said was four poles at the corners, so that's a proper sukkah. Shleid shlap simen, they have the different four corners, the four pillars. You have now have tzurta pesach on each end, so you have a full sukkah. But if you ila hishra pitzimeh, if you put boards up, and now you've covered up the four poles, all you really have is actually two full walls. You don't have a third or fourth wall. That would actually possible. So this is a situation where you create a mechita, yet it asks for something, it apostles something. And the Gemara says, no. Amle Abai lididik shera lididach silik mechitasu. So Abai refers to machlokas we're going to see a little bit later on in the perek here, that even if Abai held, that even if you do put the walls up, it's actually still an acceptable sukkah because you still have the pitikur yorid v'sosim. The top of it still comes all the way down. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes lididik shera. It's around 10 lines down from the top lididik shera. The pliga lecha b'hach milsa l'kama mepirkan. There's a machlokas later on in our perek. Dafilu ein la shum mechita. Even if there is no mechita at all, amrinam pitikra yorid v'sosim. You allow the ceiling, the top, to come all the way down. So even though you've covered up the p'simen, we don't care because the two open ends still has that tzurta pesach on top, and the wall comes all the way down. And pitikra yorid v'sosim. It's still acceptable for me. So for me, it's not even shaila. With mechitas, it's still a good sukkah. And even according to you, Abai says, even according to you, it's simply silik mechitasu. It's a mechita that's not creating mechita, but actually it's removing mechitas, and that everybody would agree. So whenever you create an additional mechita, that's going to create a het, that's going to create something that's kosher. It's only when you remove mechitas does it serve as a problem. So Gemara says, okay, four lines down, Amar le'raba barav chanan, la'abai. V'lo matzinu mechita le'iser. Do we not find mechitza le'iser? V'atani, doesn't it say, bayis shechetzo mekoro v'chetzo eina mekoro? You have a house, that half of it has a roof, the other half does not have a covering. The din is, gefanim by klaim, gefanim kan mutter l'zera kan. You're allowed to put the gefanim on one side, so you have this ceiling on top of the house, another area of the house that doesn't have the ceiling. So you view the ceiling part as coming down and closing, serving as a wall. You have a tzurta pesach using the ceiling, and you could plant gefanim on one side of that, the open area, and put chita on the other side, and that serves as a tzurta pesach as a mechitza. But ilu hishves kriyov, if you end up taking the ceiling and covering the whole way in the house, covering up, you've now just removed, you added more like mechitza, it's not really mechitza, it's a wall, rather a ceiling, but you've built more, and building more actually creates a problem, because now you actually can't put the chita and gefanim next to each other. You have to have a separation of dal amos because there's no longer a pitik or yorid v'sosim. So isn't that a case where a type of mechitza, or at least a type of structure, is built and it's made to iser? And the Gemara says, no, the obvious answer we saw already is, amrlei hasam silik mechitzu. When you extend the rooftop, you're now removing a pitik or yorid v'sosim. That's the mechitza doesn't exist anymore. Not that you're creating a mechitza, but you're actually removing a mechitza. So the Gemara now says, okay, one last attempt to try to prove that mechita, there's such a concept as mechita l'iser. And the Gemara says, Shalach le'Rava le'Abaye. Rava sent a message to Abaye b'yad Rav Shmaya bar Zeir, in the hand of Rav Shmaya. V'lo matzinu mechita l'iser. Is it really true that you'd never find the mechita that's constructed, that creates an iser? V'hatanya, don't we have a b'raisa? Yesh b'mechita sakarim l'hakel u'lahachmer. You have a b'raisa. We'll see later on they're going to bring from a mission as well. But you have a brisa here that a mechitza sometimes by a kerem serves as a kula and sometimes it serves as a chumra. Ketzed, how does this all work? Kerem anatua ad ikr mechitza. If you have a kerem that's planted, you could plant the kerem all the way up against the wall. Ad ikr mechitza, until the foundation of the wall, that's allowed. And on the other side of the wall, zareya, me'ikr mechitza ve'elach, you'll have to plant chita from the other end of the wall, from that point, as far as you want, as close as you want. Even if there's a mechitza in between, you could be, a tefach away. But if there's a mechitza in between, you could plant kerem on one side and chita on the other side. That's completely allowed. Now, the Gemara says, ve'ilu she'ilu ein sha mechitza, marchik dal amos. Now, if there is no mechitza, so you build four amos, you have to rather have a separation of four amos between chita and gefen. Zareh, dal amos v'zareh. Zehi mechitas hakerem l'hakel. That's a kula. In other words, if there's no wall, So you have to separate Dal Amos between the Kerem and the Chita. If there is a wall, you can put everything right up against the wall. So that's a cooler, where with the Mechitza, you're allowed to plant even closer. Where's the Chumrah? Lahachmir Keita, where's an example of a Chumrah? Hayamashach min akosel yud alf ama lo yavi zer l'sham. That if you have further away from the wall, so you can't plant within there. In other words, let's say I've got a wall here. I put the kerem 11 amos away. I cannot plant the chita between the kerem and the wall, even though they're 11 amos, meaning I could be 11 amos away. I could put the chita here and the kerem there. I still can't do this. Why? If there's a wall between, I could do kerem here. I could put if there's no wall at all, open area, I could put a kerem and chita 4 amos away. If there's a wall, the kerem is 11 amos away, I can't put within 11 amos. That's a big chumrah. So we see with the wall, I require more separation, more than simply 11 amos. We'll have to go through in a second. So either way, there's 11 amos separation. So you see clearly that this is a chumrah when there actually is a wall. So the Gemara again says, l'hachmir ketzad, how does that work when there's a chumrah with a wall? Hayamashach min akosel yud alf ama. Let's say again, the kerem is 11 amos from the wall. Lo yavi zera l'sham. You can't place the chita within the 11 amos. Shemale ein mechita. Had there not been any wall at all, I could actually put them closer. Marchik dal amos vizareya. And I could have planted within 4 amos. But now I can't even plant within 11 amos with the existence of a wall. So is this not a case of mechita le'iser? Vizuhi mechitzas hakerem lahachmir. This is an example where mechitas serve as a chumrah, and we see that mechitas do create an iser. The Gemara is going to say, okay, that's a very good kasha from the Brisa. We're going to come back to answer that in just a moment. But before answering this question, the Gemara says, Amar le'u l'tamech, according to your logic, Osvina mimasisin. Why you ask me a question from a Brisa? You could have asked the same question from the Mishnah. So Gemara is going to go ahead and present the Mishnah. So there's a double question. There's a question from the Brisa and a question of the Mishnah, which both indicate that when there's an existence of a wall, it actually can create an iser. It could demand further separation between the kerem and the chita. What's the Mishnah? So Gemara invokes a Mishnah from Maseches Klein, Perek Dalet, the Tanan, two wide lines down. Karachas a kerem. So if there's, I'll just speak outside for just a moment. Karachas a kerem is when you have an open area, there are no walls, but in the center of a kerem, it's a little bit of a bald area, it's empty. So it talks about how much separation you need. You allow for a certain amount of separation. And when you go next to the wall, on the outskirts of the kerem, where there's a bit of a land that's empty, how far from the wall you have to plant it. So that's what karachas is, a bald area in the middle of the field, of the vineyard. And we'll see in a second, the machal kerem is the outskirts along the outer part near the wall. So the Mishnah explains as follows. Karachas a kerem, if there's an empty area of the kerem, beishami omrim, chafd al amos, if you have an area of 24 amos by 24 amos in the center, that's been just like completely barren, so then the din is, you're allowed to plant chita in the center, as long as you separate 4 amos from the vine. So let's say you have the kerem on the outside, a full kerem, and the center is just completely an empty area of 24 amos by 24 amos. So if I want to plant chita in the center, I have to separate 4 amos from each end of the kerem, and then I put chita in the middle. So let's say, for example, the 4 amos from this end, 4 amos from this end, that's 8 amos. I'm left for 16 amos in the center of each direction to plant chita. That's allowed. That's according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel Omrim, Tesayin Amma, all I need is 16 amos by 16 amos. That would be, again, 4 amos of separation from each direction. That's 8 amos. And 8 amos by 8 amos in the middle to plant my chita. Fine, but either way, you need Dal Amos in separation. This is talking about the area in which I allow for Dal Amos. But let's say I have, for Beis Hill, I only have 12 Amos of Karachas in the middle, then you cannot separate, you cannot plant Chita there at all. You have to have at least 16 Amos of square footage to allow you to plant Chita that's ultimately 4 Amos away from the Kerem in each direction. That's Karachas. And then this is really what our issue is. The next line, the Mishnah says, Machal Kerem. If it's in the outskirts of the kerem, where there's an empty area, which goes around the kerem, is all full in the center, but the outskirts, where there's a little bit of a separation, a barrier between the vines and the wall, so then Beishami Omrim Tezayin Amma, you have 16 amos of separation between the kerem and the wall, Ubeisil Omrim Yud Beis Amma. So here, the case is that for Beis Hillel, let's do Beis Hillel because he's Yud Beis Amma. So we're going to see the answer. I'll tell you the answer now just to make things clear, even though I'm ruining the punchline, if you will. But if you look at the picture, it's helpful. Away from the wall, you have 4 amos where you can't really actually work the land at all because you might end up ruining the dirt and softening the dirt. The wall's going to fall down. So you have 4 amos of separation there. and then you have four amos where you're allowed to plant the chita, then you have another four amos where you separate from the kerem again. So it's four, four, four. Again, four amos from the wall, four amos to plant, four amos of separation, and then the rest of it's going to be kerem. So the Gemara now says, back inside the Mishnah, again, machal kerem, the outskirts of the kerem, beishame omrim, you need tesayin ama, beishil omrim, yud beiz ama. So now, what is a kerem? We told you already what the answer is, but the Mishnah says, ezi karachas, what's called a karachas a kerem, if there's a bald spot in the kerem, kerem shecharv emtsa yisa, a kerem where it was desolate. The center, emtsa yisa, was desolate, it was dry, it wasn't planted. Im ein sham tezayin ama, if there's not tezayin ama, 16 by 16 amos in the center, according to this base hillel, so then lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't bring chita there. Hayusham tezayin, but if there is 16 amos for base hillel, no sin lo kedav odaso, you're allowed to plant whatever's needed as long as it's four amos of separation from the kerem. The zarei esamosa and the plant the rest of it. Ezi machla kerem, what's considered machla kerem, the outskirts of the kerem, bein kerem legeder. If there's a separation between the kerem and the geder to walk between the fence and the vineyard, she'im ein sham yud beis ama, if there is not 12 amos of separation between the wall and the kerem, lo yavi zer l'sham, you can't plant any chita. Hayu sham yud beis ama, if there is 12 amos of separation, no sin lo kedei avodasa, you give the proper separation of the 4 amos from the wall and the 4 amos from the kerem, and legave geder, skipped the line, kedei avodasa v'zorah esamos, and the rest you can plant. So we see from here that what? That you have this extra separation when it's next to the wall, you need a separation from the wall itself, right? From the wall itself, normally you don't need to separate. Normally we say you could go up against the wall, plant directly near the wall, the zera, and you can plant next to the kerem on the other side. But here, there's a certain chumrah that you need an extra 8 amos, 4 amos on each side of the chita. Normally you only need 4 amos from the chita into the kerem. Here you need 4 amos, not only 4 amos between the chita and the kerem, but also 4 amos from the chita to the geder. So when the wall's there, that's an extra chumrah that we don't normally have. So even though chumrah seems a little different, and you probably get the reason why there's a difference here, but at least the Gemara says, based on the Braisa and the Mishnah, in the presence of a wall, there's a chumrah, which seems to indicate that there is such a concept of mechitza le'iser. And the Gemara says, no, not true at all. The reason why you have to have an extra separation of 4 amos from the chita to the wall is for a different reason. Ela hasam lav hainu taima, is it not for the following reason? Dechol daud amos legave keren avodas akerem. Anytime the separation of 4 amos between the chita and the kerem, that allows you to work the kerem. You need to work the vineyard, you need some space to have some movement. If everything's crouching on top of each other, it's all cluttered together, you can't do the proper avoda, you can't do the plowing around the field. Legave geder keren de lo mizdarayin. With respect to the 4 amos next to the fence, people don't plant there. Afkur mafkule the beni beni. There, people just are mafkur. They will look at Rashi just to kind of make everything flow. Ikadal chashivan ilo lo chashivan. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes here. If you take a look at 5 wide lines down, Rashi writes lav hainu taima. The tevi mechita mashule lahai machel kikerem. The wall around the kerem here. Hachi Garcia and Rashi says, Arba amos de lehave kerem avodas kerem. The kerem de tarach lo have kerem atzmo. So you need the 4 amos of separation from the kerem to properly attend to the kerem. And kerem de lo mizdarinan mishum de mekalkale the kosa avon. Now you're not going to plant next to the wall, because when you plant next to the wall, it's going to ruin the rocks. Shemacharisha ma'ala offer. When you plow the ground, it's going to bring up the offer tichach. All the dirt is going to come up. Vakosa nofa, it's going to weaken the wall is going to fall. Kishain tacht of karka chazaka, when the flood, the ground isn't strong. And Rashi goes on to say, Afkur mafkale legabi geder, v'lo mitztarfer lahadi hai, depaish lachshuve de lo leipet libata legabi kerem. In other words, the 4 amos between the chita and the wall, it's not because you need separation between the chita and the kerem. It's simply because if you end up working next to the wall, you're going to have the wall fall over. And that's why there's an extra 4 amos. Not because there's a chumrah. Not because the mechita creates an iser, creates extra separation. It's simply for logistical reasons of not ruining the wall. And therefore, this is the last kasha, and the Gemara answers it, that this is not a raya from mechita to iser. There's no such concept. Whenever you build a true mechita, never does it create an iser. Okay, the Gemara now tells us the last 10 lines or so of the Amud here. We're going back to the topics we discussed the other day about the Chatzah Gedola and the Chatzah Ketana. So the Gemara now has a situation of Amar Rav Yehuda Shlosha Karpefos Zebitzadze Vishnaim Hachitonim Megufafim Vemtoy Ein Megufaf. Let me explain what's going on. We'll read this back inside again. Imagine you have three people who are traveling together. And each person they built a little karpef for each other. And the karpef, they had some walls around it. And we know a karpef is only limited to what a person's allowed to, how he's allowed to carry in that area, even if it's walled. But if you look at the picture in Rashi, and maybe you have the Masifta or the article, it's helpful as well, where the inner one was, it was just a small karpef, and the outer ones were actually larger. So from the outer perspective, the outer karpef, you actually have a fourth wall that's starting to close in, because when it gets skinnier in the middle karpef, you have that fourth wall closing in. So the two outer karpefos have somewhat of a fourth wall, and the middle one has no, it's completely exposed to both the outer ones. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, Shlosha karpefos, around the eight wide lines down, Rashi writes, Shlosha karpefos zebetadze. You have three karpefos next to each other, and they're actually one individual living in each karpef. So Rashi explains, Kagon Shlosha, three people, Shimahalchen Bederach, they're traveling, Vikifu Shlosha karpefos ledira, and they each made their own little karpef for themselves. Bimechita shel shesi kigon shakana, they had shesi, the vertical poles. It wasn't a full mechita. O shel erva, only kigon chavama, ropes. They either only had vertical poles or horizontal ropes going around. Shel etiru boliachet elabesasayim. If an individual has a karpef built with very weak walls, you don't have the right to, if the karpef is bigger than besasayim, it actually doesn't work. If I have a huge property, I could build a full mechita as big as I want. If I'm making an area that with very weak walls, I'm limited only to two basisayim, that's all. So now I have a rope going around my karpef. I'm only allowed to carry in basisayim. So the Gemara says now further. So back inside, we'll read this one more time. Inside, Amar of Yehuda, Shlosha karpefos. You have three karpefos here. Zebetad ze, three consecutive with each other. The Shnayim achitom, the outer ones are Megufafim, where they're, again, they're bigger than the center one, which makes them close off a little bit. The middle one ain't a magufaf. The middle one is not closed off. It's exposed on both ends. There's an individual who's staying for Shabbos in each karpef respectively. Nase kishayara. We view this as a shayara. Remember, we spoke about in the past when three people travel together and they are shoves together on Shabbos. They've created a shayara. They've created a group of people. Benosin lao kol tzarchan. You give them all that they want, because they all combine together. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi explains why. This goes back to the question of being Mitzarif, the Gadol, to the Ketana. So Rashi explains, V'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh. There's an individual staying in each karpef. Nasa shayara, v'nosin lehen kol tachem. We view them as actually one unit, one caravan. Darminan, diyora gadol mekatam. The people living in the bigger ones, the two outer ones, which are the bigger one, we view them as also living in the smaller center one. It turned out all three are halachically considered to be in the middle, smaller one. And the third guy living in the middle one is Matarf, the third person. And they're allowed to use the middle one. Some Rishonim say you can actually use all three. We're going to just focus on Rashi. It's a little bit complicated. You're allowed to use the middle one, because if you're the bigger one, since they're kind of, they're taking over the katana, so now really reviewing all three people as living in the Emsai, so they can all use the middle one equally and carry in that area regardless of the size of that middle karpef. That's the first din. Now, the Gemara then says further, Emtsai, let's say it's the opposite, where the Emtsai is Magufaf, where the Emtsai is bigger, which means Magufaf, when you look at the left and the right smaller ones, you actually see walls starting to close in, as the Rashi picture shows you. So here the middle one's the bigger one, that's the Chatzer Gadol, if you will. Emtsai is Magufaf, but the Shnayim HaChitzon, the two outer ones, Eina Magufafim, are not closed off. The yachid bezeh, yachid bezeh, and this individual living each one, yachid bezeh, ain't no sin ella beish sheish. Only allowed to have six. Six means a total of six sasayim. Each yachid only gets two sasayim. Because since the bigger one, if he's living in the small one, it's two on that side. If he's living in the other small one, it's two on that side. You don't have all three coming together. Therefore, they're limited to only base asayim of their particular karpef. But if the karpef is bigger than base asayim, then you don't have a shayara to speak of here, and they can't carry in the entire karpef. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's take this case and apply it to a couple other scenarios. Let's say you have the following situation, the Gemara asks. Ibari lehu, echa bezeh, ve'echa bezeh, Vishnaim b'emtsai. Let's say one guy is in the outer one guy is in the other outer one, and the middle one, which is the middle one, we're going on the case Rashi, the emtsai magufaf. It's where the middle one's the bigger one. So in the middle one, you have two people living in the middle one. So now in this case, what do you say? Two guys in the middle one, which is the bigger one, and one on each of the outer smaller ones. Mahu, what's the din? Ilahachi nafki tlasa have. If you want to focus on the one of the small ones, well, you have two guys plus the one and the small one. That's three. If he wants to go to the other small Karpef, Nafki Tlas Havi. You also have three there because that two bigger ones are always able to overtake the smaller one. So no matter how you slice, whichever Karpef you focus on, there are three people that are going to be there halachically. Oh, Dilma, perhaps you say no. Chad lahacha nafik, v'chad lahacha nafik. You take the two guys in the middle, and you have one guy, only one guy, go to the right, and only one guy go to the left of the smaller ones, in which case you only have two in each of the smaller ones, so maybe you should not apply the din of Shayara in this case. Now, if Imtim Shalomer says, if you want to say, Imtim Shalomer, chad lahacha nafik, v'chad lahacha nafik, no, one guy from the two middle guys goes to each one separately, so you'll only really have two separately in each of the small karpefos. So then again, im tum salomer chad lahacha nafik v'chad lahacha nafik. Let's say you have shnayim bezeh v'shnayim bezeh. There are two guys in each of these smaller outer karpefos. V'echad be'emtzai, and there's one guy in the middle, bigger one. Maha, what's it in there? Hacha v'adai, one guy can't split himself up. So here, I lahacha nafik tlasa havi. If the one guy in the middle wants to go to the right, he's got three people. If he wants to luckily be part of the other one, nafik tlasa havi, he has three on the other side. So maybe in this case, if there's two on the outer ones, each of the outer ones and one in the middle one, maybe we should have a shayara here in the each of the smaller ones. Oh, Dilmer, perhaps we should say, Eimer lahacha nafik, Veim lahacha nafik. Maybe it's just a suffix. We don't know where he decided to go, where he's going to decide to be part of, in which case it's not so clear-cut that you have a shayara in either one of the smaller karpefos. And the Gemara says, without answering the question, the Hilchos, the bottom line is, buying Lakula, we're Mekel Lakula. Rashi says, all the questions we had above, all of them were Mekel. Or whether it's two people in the middle, and one on each of the outer ones, or one person in the middle, and two on each of the outer ones, we're Mekel Lagabi, all of them, that we can apply the Din of a Shayara, that they have rights to walk around the entire area of the carpet. So now the Gemara says, transitions to a different topic. Amrav Chisav Chista writes here, that Gidud Mechamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Eimet Starfin. So let's have Gidud. What's Gidud? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes on the top of Amud Beis here, Gidud Chamisha is Chatzer Shekarka Aiseha Gavoa Chamisha Tvachim. Let's have a yard, and another yard, which is five Tvachim, elevated from the other one. Vosifu Al Oso Gavoa Mechitza Chamisha. And you add five Tvachim. So again, you have elevated properties here. So, and then I put five Tvachim of wall on top of the elevated property. So me standing down in the bottom of the ground, I actually have 10 tvachim, because I have the ground of the upper mechitza and another 5 tvachim of the wall. But from the upper chatzar's perspective, all I have is 5 tvachim. I can't see the 5 tvachim below that. So the din is, a gidin chamisha, if the bottom 5 tvachim of a mechitza is made of the dirt, and a mechitza chamisha, and then the other 5 tvachim are made of wall, ein mitztarfin ad sheyehe o kula begidud o bekula mechitza. You cannot have a mechitza until you have it either all wall, or it's all gidded, all the elevated dirt. So again, just to be clear, it's not the tail. A tail is, if I'm in my property flat, and there's a mound of dirt, I see the mound of dirt, I see the 10 tvachim there. That certainly works. Or let's say I'm standing on my courtyard, top courtyard here, and this is the bottom one, there's a full 10 tvachim here, that's also good. Even though there's no wall blocking me, I see the full 10 tvachim here. The question is where it's in the middle here, where I only see 5 tvachim of wall, and I can't see these 5 tvachim, I can't oversee the 5 tvachim here, of the dirt here, so it's either this is good, or this is good, but here, in the middle, it doesn't work, because I only have 5 tvachim of wall, and 5 tvachim of dirt, that is not going to be an effective mechitza, the Gemara says.
And that's because people shouldn't think that the five tvachim mechitza is good? Is that the takana, or what?
No, just because you don't have 10 tvachim. It's just not because of gzera. There's not 10 tvachim to even work with. You only have 5 tvachim.
Yeah, but between the two, you do have 10
tvachim. Yeah, but you can't combine the two. If you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't explain here. But the Rashi explains here, he doesn't explain, but the idea, I believe, is because since you can't see the 5 tvachim, it doesn't, I don't think it's because of a chashash, I think it just, because you can't see it, it doesn't serve as a proper mechitza. Now, for the bottom guy, it does, which the Gemara is going to go on to, but for the top guy, he doesn't see it. I don't think it's a gzer, I think it's just halachically, it just doesn't create a mechitza. So now the Gemara is going to ask the question, it's a bit confusing here, but let's see if we can get it clear. So Gemara says, Meisive, Shtei chatzeros, Zula malamizu. You have two chatzeros, one elevated above the other. Ve'elyona gavoa me'atachtona asar tvachim. Now the above chatzer is 10 tvachim above the lower one. Oh, sheish ba gidud chamisha v'mechitza chamisha. Or you have the only 5 tvachim of elevation, the gidud 5 tvachim, and you build a 5 tvachim mechitza on top of that. The din is ma'arvin shnayim ve'in ma'arvin echad. You could only build two separate eruvim, but you can't build an eruv together, which clearly states that you can accept a mechitza that's partially gidud and partially mechitza. It separates even the top chatzer and does not allow you to make an erva with the bottom one. It's a complete wall. If it's pachat mikan, if it's less than 10 tvachim, then marvin echad, that means it does not serve as a proper wall. And we view the two chatzers as being connected, and you can be marvin echad, vein marvin shine, but you can't separate the two if it's less than 10 tvachim. But our concern is the first half of the brisa, whereby if it does total 10 tvachim, 5 tvachim of gidud and 5 tvachim of mechitza, that's a good mechitza. That goes against the statement above we just saw, the name of Rav Chisda. So Gemara says no. Amar Rava, Rav Chisda, Moder Rav Chisda, bitachtona, hol v'roe p'nei asara. The Rav Chisda agrees, with respect to the bottom one, it's a good area because the bottom chatzar sees the 5 tvachim of gidud and sees the 5 tvachim of mechitza. It's a full 10 tvachim of mechitza for him. It certainly works in that case. He only says a statement regarding the top guy who only sees 5 tvachim. Just look at Rashi, 2 lines down from the top. Mod Rav Chisda b'tachtonish d'lagava have a mechitza. Relative to the tachtona, it works for mechitza for him. About Agave El Yona, la mechitza, it's not mechitza. I don't think it's because it does, again, perception. I think perception defines the mechitza. Fundamentally, it's not a mechitza. Sheina roes pnei asara la mechitza. He doesn't see the 10 tvachim. So the have a kula begidud shapri tafei. If it was all gidud, all that dirt, then that works. Mishum de mishtam shel hadya adsof svasa gidud. He's going to work on this chatzir to the end, and we'll be able to see down the full 10 tvachim. It's going to be recognizable. But once it's 5 tvachim of wall and 5 tvachim of the gidur, that does not serve as a mechitza for the Elyona because he can't see all of this.
So the Elyona cannot make even a regular eruv chatzeros. Is that what it is? The difference? Or what?
They
for sure can do eruv together.
Let's follow the story. Gemara's going to ask all these questions, I think. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. That the gidud chamisha, umechitza chamisha, it's mitzarif only for the tachtona, but doesn't work for the elyona. So how come, this is your question, how come tachtona tarif shnayim, v'lo tarif echad? So I understand the tachtona, they can make a separate erev, a shnayim, they can make the independent erev, but they can't make a erev together with elyona, because from the perspective of the tachtona, they're completely independent. But the question that Ricky just asked, elyona, lo tarif, but the top elyona shouldn't make an erev at all. Lo echad, v'lo shnayim. It can't make echad, because it's not connected to the tachtona, because the tachtona has a mechita separating it. But it can't be shnayim, it can't be separate either, because it doesn't have a mechita separating it from it. In other words, whenever the tachtona, someone has access to your property, and from the elyona's perspective, the tachtona does have access because there's no mechita from the elyona's perspective. It asers the use of the elyona into making an erev. But you can't, you're kind of stuck here. Because you can't make an erev because the tachtona is not part of you from their perspective. So you're stuck in that case. So there should not be an erev at all from the elyona's perspective. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba bar Ula kigon shahayisa elyona migufefes ad esa amos. This wall we're talking about here, that it only goes 5 tvachim gidud and 5 tvachim mechitza, that's only actually a width of less than 10 amos. But the rest of the wall around the chatz elyona is actually a full 10 tvachim going around. So it actually is a full wall in elyona. And the only thing we're debating here is the area that's less than 10 amos. We know we can have a breach that's less than 10 amos. So that's the case. Okay, there's no wall for the elyona. That's fine, because the rest of it's walled, so you're allowed to make a separate erev. And that's the situation that we're talking about here. So the Gemara then says, well, that's the case. We're talking about where the Elyona has a full-fledged 10 tvachim mechitza going all the way around, aside from that breach, which is less than 10 amos, which doesn't affect the walls. Then Ema Seifa, when the Seifa says, if it's pachas mikan, if that mechitza that we're talking about, the 5 of gidud and 5 mechitza, if it's less than 10 tvachim, the din is, ma'arvin echad vein marvin shnayim, you could only make an erev together of the Elyona and the tachtona, but you cannot make two separate ones because now there's no wall in between the two. But why not? If we just said before, if the Elyona has a full wall going around it, ignoring this discussion about that 10 tvachim ama, 10 tvachim mechitza or not, well, it's still the Elyona has a full wall. Ibai chatariv, ibai terei tariv. The Elyona, now that we've established a full wall, it should be allowed to make an independent erev, or it can make an erev connecting to tachtona. How come it says that if there's no mechitza in between, the only option is to make one together? Not true. The Elyona should be able to make its own separate wall, mechitza, erev, because it has a full mechitza. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Bered Rabba, Kigon Shinifrita, Hatachtona, Bimiloa, Le'elyona. Okay, so now it's a case here where, again, it's very confusing. So the Elyona has a full wall going on top. and we're only talking about the 10 amos in between. So the Elyona is good to go. It's good to go. It can make its own independent area because it has a wall. But it could also make one with the Tachtona because there's a Pesach. It could decide what to do. Now, the problem is that's all from the perspective of the Elyona. But the Tachtona, it has a much narrower area. It does. While the Elyona looks like that, where the fourth wall is closing in, and but then it goes like that, the Tachtona is actually straight. There's no wall. It's much smaller. So there's no Gifufel closing off. There's no fourth wall. So from the perspective of the Tachtona, there doesn't have that area, in which case the Tachtona, since it's a part Mimilua, it asers the Elyona, asers the Tachtona, and the Tachtona now, it's in essence a case of Chatzik Dola to the Chatzik Tana, whereby the Chatzik Dola, which is the Elyona in this case, can use its property because it has a fourth wall, but the Chatzik Tana, which in our case is the Tachtona, can't be. That's when the Braita says the Tachtona, since it has no wall, when the 10 Tvachim wall is actually Pachos Me'asara, it only has the option of making it together with the Chatzik Gedola, which is the Elyona, but can't make it independently because it does not have a fourth wall. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Tachtona, Chad Ta'arev, Trelo Ta'arev. The Braita should have been clear that the Tachtona can only make one Erev if it combines with the Gedola, but it cannot make it two, it cannot make it separate Erev. And the Elyona can make Ibai Trey Tariv, Ibai Chad Tariv, it should have the option because the Elyona, which is the Chatzik Gedola, does have a full fourth wall. It could be able to choose. Why doesn't the Braisa say that? And the Gemara says, you're right, Inechanami. Inechanami, that was the intention of the Braisa. And the Chikatani Pachos Mikan, when the Braisa said, when the 10 Tvachim wall is less than 10 Tvachim, it's Marvin Echad, Vein Marvin Shnaim. They could only make one together, not two separate ones. That was only going on the Tachton, on the lower one, on the Chatzik Katana. But Inechanami, the Chatzik Elyona still has an option of either Chad Arev or Trey Arev because the Chatz Elyona, the Chatz Gedola, does have a fourth wall going around it. So Gemara then says, Darish Mareimar, Gidud Chamisha, Mechita Chamisha, Mitztarfer, we actually argue what we said above against Rav Chisda. We allow you to have a five Tvachim Gidud and a five Tvachim Mechita, even for the Chatz Elyona. And Ashcha Ravin Lerav Acha Bredi Rava. Amrle Tani Mar Midim Mechita. So one time, Ravina found Rav Acha, and he says, did you learn anything, any brises about mechitas? Amalei lo. He didn't have anything about brisa. He was hoping to find some brises to support this. But in the end of the day, even though there was no brises supporting this, the bottom line, the Gemara says clearly, is hilchasa, gidud chamisha, mechita chamisha mitzarf. And you're allowed to combine the five tvachim of dirt plus the five tvachim of wall. That serves as a mechita, regardless of which side of the fence you find yourself on. Okay. If there's a Pesach. If there's no Pesach, then they can. If there's a Pesach, then they can. So then the Gemara says, Amrle.
So
yeah.
If it's just five and five, right? Five gidon five and five wall, now the halacha is that they both can do it, even without a Pesach. Meaning
then they wouldn't be allowed to do together if there's no Pesach. If there's a full wall and there's no Pesach, they could only do separate Eruvim.
Right, the top one can do it, but the top one can do a separate.
Yeah, if there's a, yeah. Right. If there's a Pesach, then they have the option of either doing separate ones or together. So then the Gemara says, "By Rav Hoshaya, Dior and Haban Mishabis, Mao Sheyasru." So ask Rav Hoshaya that people, let's say people come on Shabbos, are they able to ask? Let's say someone comes to Chatzir on Shabbos, and now they've changed the situation. Can someone ask for something on Shabbos? Or no, we say whatever started off Shabbos is mutter. People moving in or coming on Shabbos cannot ask for one's usage. So that's the question. Bai Rav Hoshaya, Dioren Haban Mishabbos, people coming in, moving in on Shabbos to Chatzar, who are not part of the Erev initially, can they ask for Mao Shei Asru? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Tashma. Chatzar Gedola, Shenifrata L'Ketana, Hagdol Muteres V'Ketana Asura, So the Havamina here, Rashi points out, is the Havamina is that the wall fell on Shabbos. We'll see that's not the case, but let's say it fell on Shabbos. So the case was where there was an area that was a Ketana was walled and the Gedola was walled, and when Shabbos began, you were able to carry each one independently. The Chatzar between the two falls, so now the Chatzar Gedola can be used because the Chatzar Gedola still has the fourth wall closing off, but the Ketana is completely exposed to the Gedola. There is no fourth wall in the Chatzar Ketana. And therefore, the Chatzar Ketana is Aser. So is this not a case where it fell on Shabbos? We see that the Chatzar Ketana, Chatzar Gedola people now are Dior and are moving into the Chatzar Ketana area, and they're Asering on the Chatzar Ketana on Shabbos. And Mar says, no. Amar Rabba Amar Mibod Yom Nifritza. This fell down Erev Shabbos. When Erev Shabbos was there, it was already exposed. But if it was breached on Shabbos, you can't change anything on Shabbos. No Raya. So Gemara says, Amar Le'Abaye, Lo Tema Mar Amar. Don't say Amar's Lashon Hashemah. Don't say perhaps it's when it was breached Erev Shabbos. Elavada mibod yom nifritza. It could only make sense if it was breached on Erev Shabbos. Because if it was breached on Shabbos, it's pashut that they won't ask for the chatzik gdola on the chatzik tana. Ha mar hu damar, that we have a statement that bay minei me rav huna, u bay minei me rav yehuda, iruva derech ha-pesach, v'nistam ha-pesach. Let's say they made an eruv, two different chatzeros. They had a pesach and an entranceway between the two. So you're allowed to make an eruv as one. Now, if the Pesach was closed, you can't make an Erev together. You have to have separate Eruvim. So let's say Shabbos began, Erev Derech HaPesach, and sometime on Shabbos, Nistam HaPesach. The wall crumbled, and the Pesach is impossible to go through. There's no longer a Pesach on Shabbos. Or Erev Derech Chalom, they use the wall, a window, to combine the two and make one Erev. And Nistam HaChalom, the wall, the window is closed off. Mahu, the Gemara says, Amr Li, Shabbos, Kevin, Shehutr, Hutru. One Shabbos had begun, Beheter, it's Heter the whole time, even though the Chalon or the Pesach may have been closed, so to even though the Kosa may have been breached, we don't say the Chatzik Gedola Asir's on Chatzik Tana once it started Kevin Shehutra, Hutra. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow. Again, I apologize, Ricky, about Shabbos. I feel so bad.